What a beautiful morning. Dogwoods are blooming, birds are singing, and I'm out here scouting for the upcoming turkey season. Hopefully we'll hear that old turkey gobble here in a little bit. I love the turkey hunt. There is nothing like harvesting a big old bird, bringing it home, having it for the supper table. Turkey tenders, you can fry anything and it's good, isn't it? I tell you what, if you've never been turkey hunting, it's really not that difficult. You really don't have to be a master turkey caller in order to harvest an old bird. What you need to do is find you a place to get to go turkey hunting where there's some turkey at. Remember, safety is first. Safety, safety, safety. If you see another turkey hunter out in the woods, always call out to him in a low voice. Don't ever make any sudden movements, because as you can tell, when you turkey hunt, you're in complete camouflage. Definitely don't wear red, white, or blue. That's what an old turkey gobbler's head looks like. So remember, safety first. But again, back to the calling. You know, a lot of people think it kind of intimidates them, that they think that they've got to be a professional caller, but you don't. One of my go-to calls, a call that I usually use all the time, is just a simple slate call. You can pick these up at any sporting goods store, but you got your striker and you got your slate. Listen to this right here. That's an old turkey hen yelp. Man, it won't take you much practice at all and you'll be able to do that. Sometimes that's all it takes. A lot of times that's all it takes. You may get a little fancy and do something like this right here. One thing I like about a slate call is you can get louder on it, or you can go real soft at that turkey's if he gobbles and he's really close, and you may need to make just a little slight call. Another call you can use is a mouth call, but you got to practice a lot to be able to use a mouth call. So again, the slate call or the old box call. A lot of turkeys been harvested using a box call. I'll usually use this call later on in the day when the turkeys hadn't been gobbling. Maybe I want to get a shot gobble, a turkey to gobble at something that's really loud, because this call can get quite loud. Listen. That's just an old hen's yelp. And again, doesn't take much practice at all. Turkey hunting a lot of times is about maneuvering too, because you may hear that old gobbler gobble, but he may be headed in another direction. You're not going to change his mind. A lot of times you may have to move around the other side of that ridge and get in front of him. So again, just a simple yelp sometimes is all it takes. What you don't want to do is overcall. A lot of people hear that turkey and they'll start gobbling and they'll just keep wanting to call, call, call. That old turkey knows that ain't quite natural, and so he won't come. You know what gets an old turkey in trouble? It's compromise. That's what gets the old turkey in trouble, because in nature, in the wild, what normally happens is that old turkey gobbles and the hens go to him. But when he hears you call and he comes to you, which happens a lot, and that's how a lot of turkeys are harvested, most of them, he's compromised and got himself in trouble. We find ourselves in that situation sometimes, don't we? But we have the truth of God's word as our firm foundation in our faith. But if we allow the things of this world to call us in another direction, we've compromised just like that old turkey. God calls us to be set apart, or to be sanctified, different from this world. You know, there's one thing I love about technology. It ain't a lot, but I do love an old iPhone, because I can sit here on my phone and I can go and read scripture, read devotionals. And in Romans 12:1-2, Lord instructs us, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world. Don't compromise to the things of this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Man, I love that. Far too often we worry about what this world will think of us if we take a firm stand on something the world says is okay. How are they going to label us? But what we should be far more concerned with is what the Lord thinks about us and what the Lord thinks about that issue. Sometimes it feels quite challenging as we feel the pressures of society to conform, but if we stand firm and keep our eyes on Christ, getting into God's word, you know, earnestly seeking him in prayer, and then listening for his call, then hey, we have done what we're supposed to do, and the Lord will, we can stand on Jesus' authority and not be conformed and not compromised to this world. So I tell you what, let's do our best to set our eyes on Christ and not on this world and not compromised. All right, enjoy the outdoors. I'll see you next time.